We know the AFL draft, the rookie draft, has taken place in the last 3 days. Don Mulisi is going to join us after 8 to talk about that. Ryan Harris will test cricket stuff after 8 as well. But Brent Harvey's on the line, the champ. Our man, our Friday footy preview specialist, who played 432 games for the Kangaroos, now gets to watch his boy do the same thing in the same colours after he was picked up by the Kangaroos as a father-son selection. It's magnificent news. We want to celebrate with the Harveys and with the old man in particular. Boomer, good morning.
Good morning, boys. I hope everybody's going well.
We're going magnificently. The Socceroos have got through and your boys are Kangaroo. The world's right, but everything's right in the world.
It's all lining up, isn't it, Half? It's that sounds good. Yeah, as you mentioned, the Socceroos, great news there. And it was a good night on Tuesday night, mate. It was a long wait for him. He's been dreaming for this since he was 7 or 8 years old. And to finally just hear that name get called out, it was a bit of a dream come true. But as we know, mate, straight away, I probably wrecked the moment for him because it wasn't too long after that I was telling Mel Hart it's going to be. He's got the easy part done now, and now he's going to put his head down, backside up, and work really, really hard to I guess, achieve his next goal, and that's to play at least one game.
So how long has he known that this was going to be happening?
Obviously we've had dialogue with the Kangas for a number of years, you know, leading into it, but he's had a really interrupted last 3 years. He didn't play a lot of football throughout the COVID, like everybody. And unfortunately, this year he broke his arm twice, so he didn't get to play too many games. But the Kangaroos have been fantastic. We probably caught up with him maybe 6 weeks ago and, you know, set the wheels in motion. And then probably a fortnight before the draft come over and they told him that they'll really, really keen and they're probably going to take him. So that was an amazing moment just within itself. And then he had to sign all the father-son paperwork, which just to sort of make it all official. But until they call his name out, I mean, we all know how to draft work. If there's a kid there that they really liked and he wasn't taken, you know, anyone could do a backflip and do that sort of stuff. And I'm sure it probably wouldn't happen. But as a dad, I was thinking the worst-case scenario. as a person and a player, I think Cooper was thinking the worst-case scenario. So they did sort of assure him that they were going to take him. But like I said, until they actually call his name out, nobody knew for sure. And we didn't tell the family that either. So I don't know if anyone saw the social media post, how excited everybody was that it was around our house. That was proper excitement because we told them that it wasn't guaranteed. So that was great to share that moment with Cooper's cousins, my nephews, our immediate family and a couple of Cooper's really close mates.
It was great stuff. It was great vision too. And look, I get wrapped when my boy cleans his room and makes his bed, Boomer. Your boy's getting a chance to do something you did unbelievably well and served your footy club so magnificently for 20 years and 432 games. How do you feel about it? I mean, I know he's got work to do, and that's a given, but
yeah,
he's got the opportunity to achieve his dream. How do you feel about that?
Well, you take the football away from it. As a father, and everybody who's a dad will relate to this, and it doesn't matter if Cooper wanted to grow up and be or any of my children want to grow up and be a plumber. If they finish their apprenticeship and achieve their goal, that's an amazing moment for them and for the parents as well. And it just happens that Cooper wanted to be a footballer. So that's a little bit of a bonus for me. And then, obviously, there's a bonus that he's going to be at the North Melbourne Football Club where I played my career as well. So those two little things are bonuses, but just as a father to see him achieve their goals, I've seen how hard he's worked over a long, long period of time for that moment to happen. It was an amazing feeling. And you know what? It was right up there with a lot of my football moments.
Yeah, look, we followed it so closely as well, Boomer, with you being in here with us over the last 6 years. So we're excited, as you would imagine, like you guys are. I'm just interested in this year with those setbacks he had. Has that made him a more resilient person? Has that made him realise, appreciate the game a little bit more with those setbacks?
Yeah, I think it has, Whitey. The resilience part, I think he's got regardless, but I think it went to a new level this year because on the back of a couple of really tough years for everybody in Australia with the COVID years and the young kids not playing football, I think they became a little bit more resilient and just liked football or loved football a lot more than they actually did. And then they have two broken arms and miss, I think the first time was 5 weeks and the second time was 4 weeks. They missed pretty much 9 weeks of football and it gets taken away from something that you absolutely love. I think that certainly built a little bit more resilience as well. So I certainly think it did. And it, like I said, he's a resilient little bugger anyway, but he's had to put up with a fair bit over his football journey. And little things like he was in the Vic Metro squad, broke his arm, so he gets taken straight out of it. Those little things for young kids is really disappointing. But to see him come back, play some decent footy, get back in the Vic squad and play that last game with them, those little bonuses, that helps as well.
Tried to hold on to a sneeze and couldn't quite do so successfully. And just on that a little bit, I mean, you played 432 games, more than anybody else, but then also Cooper then has that pressure of being the son of the player that played 432 games, and it's almost like a given that he would be father-son and it all just happened. That's a pressure to deal with because it isn't necessarily a certainty, even though most people just feel it is a certainty.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely no certainties with the father-son. Number one, you've got to be able to play. Number two, that particular club has got to really like what you do. So I'm glad that Brady Rawlings and the crew at North Melbourne have seen something in Cooper. And there is that pressure, Whitey. I mean, that's happened since he was... And it's really disappointing the way it works, but, you know, he misses a goal at local football at under-12s. Someone yells out, oh, your dad would have kicked it or something like that.
Well, naturally, so, you would have, but...
Yeah, of course, Whitey, of course. There's so many pressures that come with being a father-son. And just the way it's worked out has been really exciting for us. But we're really hell-bent on not comparing Cooper to the way I played. And he's on his absolute own journey now. It just so happens that I'll be working really closely with him as a staff member and a coaching member of the North Melbourne Footy Club. But I'll be treating him exactly like George Wardlaw, exactly like Harry Sheasel when I'm at the football club, and he'll be treating me as a coach at the football club. And then of course, we're going to have our father and son moments where we can talk about football and talk about life in general. But we really want to separate us as much as we can and let him just go on his absolute own journey, write his own book here, and get ready to go. And like I said, a lot of hard work to begin, but I think he's up for it.
Magnificent stuff. It's a great story. We're pumped to be able to write it with you in the last little while and to see him achieve that dream and get a crack to be a North Melbourne footballer, mate. It's a great story. We appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Enjoy the celebrations that come with it.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Good stuff. The great Brent Harvey.